This 2023 NL MLB preview edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Bet 100, get 100 at WynnBET.com or download the WynnBET app and start winning today. State restrictions apply. We're also brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Final Four Watch Party this Saturday. Sweat out your bets with us over on YouTube.com/SportsGamblingPodcast.
Hey, this is Derek Stevens. I'm the owner of Circa Las Vegas. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, second the Money Green, with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kram?
Dog. It's a double header and nine innings for both games.
Yeah, we had to turn our 2023 MLB preview into two parts. So much MLB gambling content. Of course, we are joined by the guys from the MLB Gambling Podcast, Munaf Manji, The Machine, and Malcolm Bamford. Let's get to it. Now we're going to the NL. Start with the NL Central. Let Mal start here. Mal, what do you like win total wise, and what's your division play here for the NL Central?
Did you hear that page flip?
Yes,
I know. Yeah, I'm trying to turn my pages quietly now after you took the piss before. So yeah, the NL Central. This is not the most inspiring of divisions. The NL Central, by the way. There'll be a couple of games in London in June, and I have my tickets for the London series.
Oh,
so if you want me to do some live stuff from MLB London in June, I'm your man. The tickets were the price of a small family car, so I'm going to have to go down to get my money's worth out of them. So yeah, I think it's hard to get away from St. Louis to win the division. I like them a lot. They did really well last year. They're a very strong second half team. The rotation. I think Adam Wainwright's going to struggle a little bit, but I don't mind the rest of the rotation. Miles Mikolas, Jordan Montgomery. I like Steven Matson and Jack Flaherty, who we need a full season of. They had to replace the catcher, Yadi Molina, who was there forever, but they added Wilson Contreras, which I think was a great move because that was an important move for them. Apart from that, though, they've got a really young lineup. They haven't had to change an awful lot of things. So I just think they're going to get better and better for the next couple of years. I'm looking at other bets. I like the Brewers to make the playoffs at plus 100. But if you're looking for a total, I'm going to head to the basement again. And it's the Pittsburgh Pirates. The total is at 66.5. I've got them going way, way, way over this, similar to my Oakland pick. So yeah, over for the Pittsburgh Pirates. That total of 66.5 for me, please.
Like it.
Are they not going to sell this year like they do every other year?
I don't know if they've
got nothing to sell.
Yeah, what are they going to unload?
They'll probably trade Ryan Reynolds.
Find a way.
Any sort of
to the Yankees. By the way, that's where Reynolds is going. In case you want to know.
Yeah, that's where they all end up. Munaf, what do you got for division play and or win total in division play?
I'm gonna go with the Cubbies over 77.5.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like the offseason moves that they did make. They brought in a group of veteran guys into this the batting lineup, and guys just having the locker room as well, right? I know they have some young guys, but they brought in Trey Mancini. They bought in Cody Bellinger. Hopefully he has a bounce back here. Eric Hosmer, they brought in as well. So I like those vets that they brought in. Also, they signed their prized offseason pickup in Dansby Swanson, who's going to be in that two spot batting for them. So I like the pitching rotation as well. They brought in Jameson Taillon to be in that 2-3 spot. Marcus Stroman, I think, will have a great year as well. So I think this is a good year for the Cubbies to possibly, I mean, don't be surprised if they are in contention for the division as well. So at 77.5, they won 73 last year with the additions that they did make. I think that's well above an improvement of 5 games with the additions that they did make. So I'm going to go with the over on the Cubbies for the division. I'm going to go with the Cardinals as well. I think that, again, everything that Malcolm said, that that they'll be able to pull it together as far as your pitching rotation. When you have two, you know, guys at the corner spots in the infield in Arenado and Goldschmidt, and the depth that they do have, I think it's going to be it'll be a difficult task to beat this Cardinals team for the division. But yeah, Cardinals division, then Cubs over.
I mean, we can play the same game with the Cardinals win total that we were playing with Trout earlier. When's the last time they went under this number?
Yeah.
So, but I mean,
the Cardinals are a machine.
Do you like the win total or the division bet better, Munaf or Malcolm?
I think I would rather go with the win total on the over, because right now it's at -125 for the division. I know last year we touted the Cardinals after the All-Star break around 2-1 or +250 to win the division. And lo and behold, they had a great second half of the year and they ran away with it.
Interesting. So here's the deal, Sean. We are invested in this St. Louis Cardinals team in the futures draft.
Oh, really?
We have Paul Goldschmidt to finish with the most RBIs at 25-1, I think was the price. So, you know, taking some long shot, you know what? You didn't sell me on either side, Munaf. So give me both. Parlay it. Chalk City. Cardinals run away with it. I do like your Cubs angle. Do we have any Brewers handicap with Aaron Rodgers leaving the state of Wisconsin? Does that matter? Will there be a change? No, I'm just kidding. Relax. I was just trying to crowbar in Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, the drama queen.
I'll take St. Louis over and to win the division.
Wow.
Ooh-hoo. I mean,
I think we got an air filter in here. All this chalk kicking around.
Death, taxes, and the Cardinals win fucking games.
Yeah.
2017, last full season, they would have gone under this number.
Yeah, I hear you. And it's certainly easy to give out the Cardinals on the division odds.
What do you mean?
But I'm going to go against the grain. Give me the Chicago Cubbies to win the division at +650. And obviously, I like their over at 77.5. As well.
Then you grew up a White Sox fan?
I did. I it was just because we had WGN and I like Frank Thomas.
Colby would be playing the gun sound effect right now. Switching teams like this on a rivalry? How dare you?
Come on.
How dare you?
Well, I'll tell you why I like the Cubs. A pitcher by the name of Justin Steele. I think he's going to have a nice breakout year. 3.18 ERA last year. Nice lefty there. And I think he makes a nice jump up, helps carry the team. And, you know, they brought in some good guys. I don't know. I'm high on them again. They found some buy low candidates. Cody Bellinger, Eric Hosmer, Tucker Barnhart.
Oh, there you go. Locker room guys, right?
I think the over 77.5 is too low because I do think their pitching makes a jump up and they're frisky enough to give out as a division winner as well if something goes wrong with St. Louis. And no one wants to listen to a show where we all give out the St. Louis Cardinals at -125 to win the division.
Now we don't like winners.
Now when it comes to baseball, we need crazy bets.
If I listen to a show and a couple experts and some other people all agreed on the same thing, I'd immediately run to the window. Adding it to the parlay. Don't worry. I'll let you know how much it's going to pay out.
Moving over to the NL West. Obviously, Dodgers are a machine. The Padres figure out a way to get their guys injured. Giants good every other year. Munaf, what's your take on the NL West this year?
I'm gonna go with the Arizona Diamondbacks over 74.5 wins.
Now you're doing a little basement shopping.
I think that you take a look at this pitching rotation. Number one, Zach Gallen, Merrill Kelly. I mean, I think they're very underrated. If true baseball fans probably don't, or true baseball fan know who Zach Gallen, Merrill Kelly are.
Of course.
Great 1-2 punch for this upcoming year. We'll tease Zach Gallen for a little bit later, but
maybe Cy Young Award, huh? Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned. But you take a look at their projected lineup, right? Corbin Carroll, you guys touched on at the top of the show. He's going to be a speedster. Look out for him in the stolen base market. Kelton Marte. Jake McCarthy, Christian Walker, another guy. They also picked up Lourdes Gurriel Jr. in that trade. So I think this team, again, I think there's, I kind of get feelings of this team of a couple seasons ago where the San Francisco Giants won 100 plus games and they made that division run and they just came out of nowhere. You said we're getting a little chalky. I'm going to clear the dust up. Give me the Diamondbacks to win the NL West. 40-1.
Wow. Wow. Over the top.
Love it. Love it. I mean, think about it. What division has, I mean, I know the Dodgers don't typically choke in the regular season.
No.
This feels like a Sean take almost, a baseball Sean take.
Yeah. I think it's stealing my thunder here.
I'll be honest. If Sean was saying this to you, Munaf, you'd be making your cringe face.
It's got the Zach Gallen. And again, if Zach Gallen wins the Cy Young, obviously it is a super competitive division, but you're getting it at 40-1.
I'll co-sign that over. Again, Sean, we're invested on Corbin, Mr. Speedster himself with the big bases. Getting the most steals in the league, Sean. If we hit our two baseball bets, we're taking this fucking thing down.
Baseball touts. Mal, what do you got here for the NL West?
Well, buckle up, boys, because
Colorado Rockies to win the
Diamondbacks
the
to do absolutely everything.
Really?
I did a too early preview show with Noah round about January. And I think as we were doing the show, I think I cashed a football bet or something live. And the first thing I did with my winnings live on the show was whack it all on the Arizona Diamondbacks to win the division at 40-1. So that was my first ticket of the season. I know, obviously, it's a little bit speculative. Yes, the Dodgers, for whatever reason this year, have just fallen in a little bit of a hole, given the Padres, the box seat here. But I just love I think the Diamondbacks can certainly get over 500. And the best bet here for the Diamondbacks is them to make the playoffs at plus 475. They can still finish third in that division and make the playoffs. But honestly, that's an outstanding, that's life-changing, that is.
Wait, I don't mind them. Plus 475 is life-changing
depends on what you're putting on, Sean, doesn't it?
That's true, you're right.
Roll that Chigakonkwo money over there.
There you go. Like we say, it's like finding money in the street, and we all enjoy that. So yeah, I'm sorry to upset Moonaf, but I'm all over the Diamondbacks. I do think the Padres will overcome the Dodgers. Diamondbacks to do whatever you want them to do. I think they can get it all done. Corbin Carroll's great. They're going to be what I've got written down here is dynamic and aggressive. There you go. Ooh. I mean, come on.
Sounds like your average person from Arizona.
Yeah. maybe the exact opposite, actually. Well, the aggressive part. I don't know about dynamic. Okay, so, I mean, again, you guys made a great case, and you don't need to talk me into a 40-1 to win the division. There's five teams. I'm with you guys. I'll ride the Diamondbacks at 40-1.
I like that playoff bet.
Especially at 475. Don't tell my wife. No, she's a huge Dodgers fan. I'm going to take the...
It's really the only team she actually roots for. You got to be careful, dude.
I'm going to take the San Diego Padres under.
Oh, really?
Yes. And I even abbreviated them SAD. And sad. It makes sense because they're just sad. They are. They get these guys. They end up getting injured. They're right neck and neck with the Chargers. And all of the positive San Diego mojo is being wasted or being spent on the Aztecs and San Diego State getting to the Final Four. So I think the city of San Diego is out of magical runs. Give me the Sads under 93.5.
Or this is the beginning of the regression. I'm with Munaf. I think the Dodgers take a step back. Give me the Padres to win the division. But like I said, the Diamondbacks bet to make the playoffs is fun.
Quickly on San Diego, can we have a quick head count on how many times everybody watched that Justin Decker video today? Because I watched it.
I kept telling Kramer that I kept rewatching
50 plus times, no problem. Before breakfast, I'd watched it 50 odd times. It was incredible.
Because if you haven't seen Decker's reaction video of San Diego State winning the Elite Eight and getting to the Final Four, he's jumping around, he's happily throwing his hat, and then at the end he jumps and he like jumps into a dog bed. It's pure joy.
I feel like if someone could splice that together with the music from the Tiger King singing Good Morning. I would love.
A great wake up.
I would love that. It's just. I mean, I agree. The celebration at the end where he you say happily, but also feels a little angrily, throws the hat, walks over to pick it up, and then does this weird triple jump celebration. Because it's not just does like a hop, skip, and a jump into the dog bed.
I got to rewatch it.
And then ends. Then it just ends. I wanted to see more. I want a sequel.
Twitter.com slash gambling podcast. You gotta check it out.
Well, we do have him confirmed for the watch party. So we'll make sure whatever goes down on Saturday.
I'm rewatching it now. He's wearing a American flag USA shorts. Oh man. Oh, so good. So you gotta tune into the Final Four watch party. Just in case San Diego State wins, the celebration will be awesome with Justin Decker. What better way to catch a baseball game than by rocking some Shady Rays? Can't wait to head down to Chavez Ravine, rock my Shady Rays. These polarized glasses are awesome. Obviously they're awesome if I was an outfielder, I'd be all over these Shady Rays. I went to a game and it was at Chavez Ravine, obviously a very sunny park. There's a guy in the outfield without sunglasses. You're a madman. How would you track the ball with no sunglasses? I don't get it. And especially when you can get a sweet pair of Shady Rays, look good, play good, especially when you're rocking these sweet, sweet Shady Rays. Again, if you don't like them for whatever reason, you could return them for free within 30 days. If you break them, smash them, even on day one, they got you covered. Great return policy there. They will send you a brand new pair. No questions asked. I don't know how they do it. But again, love my Shady Rays. All you got to do is go to ShadyRays.com. Use the promo code SGPN for 50% off 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 200,000 people. Kramer and I rocking our Shady Rays now in studio. YouTube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast. Also shouting out Sword Vitality. Oh, that's right. You want to hit a home run in the bedroom? You want to get an inside the park home run? I don't really know what that equivalent would be, but hey, check out some Sword Vitality. Increase blood flows in ways that help you thrive in the bedroom. Can also increase your stamina. Again, maybe you're a 9-inning guy, or you're looking to become a 9-inning guy. Maybe you were a no runs in the first inning. You want to get the full 9 innings. You need to go to swordvitality.com. Helps increase your stamina. You don't have to hide it. You can be proud of it. Unsheath your sword. Again, you're not hitting a home run with a soft bat. And the same applies to the bedroom. Swordvitality.com, promo code SGPN. Get a nice discount at checkout and make sure you click all the way through so you get that discount. Swordvitality.com, promo code SGPN. Unsheath your sword.
Couple things, Sean. One, they don't allow aluminum or metal bats.
Oh, yeah. In,
so we're going to need to get
Sword Vitality. It's like playing with aluminum bat. Great analogy.
Right? No, well, I was going to say it's a perfect way for us to transition and talk about the types of wood. See what we're doing there?
Okay.
And,
I like it.
And it made me think we need for baseball season, we need a bat cracking a ball sound effect for Sword Vitality. I know it's a long stretch there, but. It is the American pastime. Boners and baseball.
What's more American? I like your optimism that we will be talking more baseball on the show.
I told you. What if I decide to opt in after day one for another day?
Look out.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic. So now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Closing it out here, and then we will give out some Cy Young, MVP, World Series picks, the NL East, aka the NL Beast, Moonoff. What do you got here? What's your division play and what's your win total bet?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the same team here. Atlanta Braves. I think they are few and far between the best team in the entire MLB. You take a look at their projected lineup up and down from 1 to 7. I mean, it's going to be a nightmare for pitchers. Ronald Acuna Jr. is always in talks for MVP in the National League. Matt Olson's going to benefit from the shift being banned. Austin Riley had a great year. Michael Harris is the next big, you know, star coming up. And they also picked up Sean Murphy from the Oakland A's. I think that was a low-key great pickup for the Atlanta Braves. And again, you take a look at their pitching rotation. I know they're going to be missing Kyle Wright for at least, I think, the first 2 weeks. But you still have Max Fried. You still have Spencer Strider. Uncle Charlie never aged, at least during the regular season. And then you still have Mike Soroka and, like I mentioned, Kyle Wright that should be coming back at some point of the year. They're managed very well. They're a well-oiled machine. I'm going to stick with the Atlanta Braves. I like them to win the division and over their 95.5. This could be a 100-win team easily.
I'm seeing, let's see, Easy throwing that out in the chat. 100-plus wins at plus money is a good bet. Yeah, I mean, honestly, this feels like the kind of division with where you have some strength near the top, and instead of trying to take chalk or figure out which team, fade the Nats.
Oh, Ryan, is your Natitude at an all-time low? The Nats are 59.5.
Fade them. Under.
Under 59.5, huh?
Under.
What do you got for division then?
Oh, I'll get back to that later. I need to listen to what Malcolm has to say.
Malcolm, what do you got?
Okay, well, I'm going to agree with Moonaf and take the Braves. I think the prices are the wrong way around. The books have the Mets as a slight favorite, but I prefer the Braves. So the Braves win the division. And unfortunately, Ryan, I'm heading back to the basement. It's over for the Washington Nationals. It's over 59.5.
Wow.
The lineup's okay. It goes quite deep. 66 wins, according to my jotter. So, yeah, way over that, over 59.5. This overs on all the basement teams is going to it's going to go 6 for 6.
Let me look at my projections. Yeah, you know, it's hard to project the ends of the data sets. As you know, there's a lot of variance there, Sean.
Well, you know what? I mean, no variance here. Phillies are a machine. Give me the over on the Philadelphia Phillies, 87.5. I'm not going to, you know what? Actually,
that's a high number.
Here's what we'll do.
That's a real high number.
Instead, and I'm going to take.
Maybe you take the under this year. Try something new?
No. Okay. The Ryan, I had the Phillies making the World Series. I had them winning the NL last year.
This is like playing chalk in DFS, Sean.
Yeah. I don't even know
when you win, everyone wins. But if you fade the chalk,
I don't know if I'll let Moonoff chime in, but I feel like the majority of people are probably hammering the Mets. Phillies under, right?
I think. Yeah, maybe people did some regression after the run that they made to the World Series last year. They're going to be without Bryce Harper for at least, I think June or July at minimum. They just lost Rhys Hoskins, a power bat in the lineup. And I think that also the fact that the arms may be a little bit taxed after making their, you know, postseason run with Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler. But again, when you talk about the top two teams in this division with the Braves and the Mets, it feels like that middling of the row is probably going to have to suffer a little bit, whether it's the Phillies or the Marlins. But I think Phillies are probably going to be that range of around 83 to 84 wins.
I got them winning the division, got the over 87.5, and it's going to be on the back of their rookie pitcher, Andrew Painter. I know Daniel Vreeland likes him to win NL Rookie of the Year at 11-1. I think he comes in and helps patch up the issues that they may have going there with the pitch. Good to get a young, fresh arm in there. So yeah, give me
I think Sean, he's a little bit injured at the moment. As it happens. Not very, but just enough. He's going to be certainly.
And that's the thing. I'm going to pick the Phillies to win the division, but I would say this is a bet you're going to look to wait on, like early July. That's when you're going to want to strike, because I don't think they start off great, but I do think they get there in the end. So I think this is a fun bet to bet later on in the year.
If we could, I'm going to change my pick. That's the emotion you bring after reading the Philly newsletter. Under on the Phillies.
Wow, Ryan.
I mean, absolutely no heart in your talk. It sounds like they're going to start like shit. This number is going to plummet. On my projections, aka the FanGraphs table I'm looking at right here has 84, way off. And give me the Mets to win it all. Because
make you some money on the Phillies, Sean.
Yeah.
The Phillies, their exact finishing position, third. Ooh. Is a price of plus 175.
No
there's
way.
A huge buffer on either side. They can be a little bit better. They can be a little bit worse. The Marlins could be better. The Mets could be worse. There's a big gap. A lot of things can happen, and no one's touching the Phillies. They've got a 12-game sort of zone that they can slide up and down, and they're still going to finish third. So, yeah, plus 175 if you wanted to. I mean, it's probably not as exciting as you'd hope for, but winner's a winner.
Sean doesn't want to make money.
No.
Making a pussy bet like that.
I see your logic, but go Phils. Give me them to win the division, and they're going
to
curse.
He's got a reputation to uphold here.
All right, time to move over to Cy Young Award, everyone's favorite. Going to have to keep my hot streak alive when it comes to giving out Cy Young winners. Mal, I'll let you get started here. Who do you like, AL, NL, Cy Young?
I've picked two in each category, one from the fancy end of the market and one from the business end. We'll start with the American League. I've got Shohei Ohtani, because why not? He's absolutely superhuman. He just gets better and better and better, and is incredibly fun to root for. Plus, I'm high on the Angels, as discussed. So that puts Ohtani in the frame at 12-1. And then I mentioned Chris Sale early in the show from Boston Red Sox. Has had a lot of injury problems, but there's no doubt he's got the ability and one little bounce back season in the twilight of his career. Chris Sale is 100-1 to win the American League Cy Young. So they're my two picks. And then in the National League, again, I've kind of gone young guy, old guy here. Spencer Strider from the Atlanta Braves is absolutely incredible pitcher. I think all he needs is a few more innings. If he can get through a little bit more work this year, the 11-1, he was outstanding last season. He's looked really good in spring, which I know kind of isn't a great barometer, but I think he's got a big chance. And then last year, Jacob deGrom was round about 3-1 to win this award. He gets injured, but he's gone to Texas. He's fit. He's firing 100 miles an hour in spring training. He's now 40-1 to win this season. He's the same player that was 3-1 when we had this conversation last year. And he's now going off at 40-1. And I still think he's the best pitcher in baseball. So, 40-1 about Jacob deGrom. I think this could be one of those conversations we're having in November, thinking, why didn't we notice that? Well, luckily, I've noticed it. So there you go. There, my fault.
I like that. Why did we notice that? Well, luckily Malcolm noticed it.
Fun Cy Young fact.
Yeah.
Last year, Justin Verlander won the Cy Young pitching 220, or I'm sorry. Why do I not see the, how many innings did he fucking pitch last year?
I think it was above 100. You're right. Let me double check here for you.
Hold on.
I mean, sorry, above 200.
Yeah, I closed it. Anyway.
Alcantara pitched millions. He was
223. Like,
223. Oh, I was right. 223. All right. So
yeah. 175 last year. I'm sorry.
Cy Young. How many innings do you think Cy Young pitched in the year that he pitched the most innings in a season? Since the awards named after him. 282. What do you think, Munov?
I'm going to say like 300.
453 fucking innings. Hell. He had five seasons where he pitched over 400 innings. He then had another dozen that he pitched over 320. Maybe we should rename this to something that makes a little bit more sense. Because Cy Young was a man. He pitched every day. These new school guys, player empowerment, barely willing to go seven innings. Anyway, sorry, just shitting on baseball.
Munaf, what do you got here? What do you got here for your AL NL Cy Young?
Yeah, I'll give you two from each league as well. National League, like we mentioned earlier, Zach Gallen. I think that's some pretty good value there. Anything above 10-1 that you find. He's gotten better every single year that he's been in the majors and been a starting pitcher. Last year, 12-4 with a 2.54 ERA. He's been below a sub ERA of three in what, three out of the 4 years that he's been in the major leagues. I know 2021 was a bad year for him, but other than that, he's been really solid. And I do like him for Cy Young for this upcoming year. Other one I'm going to go with at around 20-1, Dodgers pitcher Julio Urias. Walker Buehler he's probably going to miss the entire year for the Dodgers from Tommy John surgery. I feel like Clayton Kershaw, another year older, maybe takes another step back. I mean, you take a look at his numbers over the last 2 years for Julio Urias. 2021, he went 20-3 with a 2.96 ERA. Last season, 17-7 with a 2.16 ERA. If he can bump up the innings a little bit more, I think that he can win the Cy Young. Last year, he finished third in the voting for Cy Young. So now he's going to be the frontline pitcher for this Dodgers team. You're in a market where obviously in LA, you'll have the eyes on you, especially with the name on the front with the Dodgers. I like Julio Urías at 20-1. Agree with Malcolm about Ohtani as well. Anytime you give me any odds for Ohtani above 10-1, even as a pitcher, I'm going to take that for Cy Young. On the other pitcher, I'm going to go with the hometown guy here with the Astros. Framber Valdez, 15-1. With Verlander now at the door, he's going to be that frontline pitcher, left-handed pitcher for the Astros. Had an incredible run last year in the postseason. I think that he's going to he's due for a contract as well. So I think that, again, this is a guy that can be the number one guy and is going to be the number one guy at 15-1 for a team that's supposed to be one of the best in the entire MLB. I'm going to go with him at 15-1, Framber Valdez.
Why is Ohtani so high?
I think because his MVP odds and
they don't know what to vote for.
Yeah. Like if he's going to go out and hit 40 home runs or 45 home runs,
they're not going to waste the Cy Young on him.
Basically. Yeah. And that's why. But again, if he goes out and pitches, let's say he goes like 18-5 with a sub 2.5 ERA and pitched 200 innings and strikes out 220 batters, it's really hard to ignore that to give him Cy Young's. And again, if you get a healthy season from Mike Trout, they're just going to take MVP votes away from each other. Then you look at Shohei Ohtani, if he has a great year pitching at 12-1, or give him the Cy Young for his first season that he could have.
I like Ohtani. You can put him on the sheet for me as well. I also have, it sounds like this Gallen kid is a popular pick. He was written down in the notes that I stole from someone else. And then
great analysis.
No, it's better than me I'm listening to these guys.
Yes, I'm going to steal some of their picks as well.
Yeah, that's why I'm just being transparent.
I appreciate that. So many handicappers out there are not transparent.
I mean, sorry, let me do it. I really like Shohei Ohtani because he has that was me doing a voice of someone reading from a teleprompter.
I like it. So you're going Ohtani and Gallen for your two plays.
Oh, I didn't realize we were giving out two.
No, the MLB guys, you can't stop them. They want to give out more and more.
Okay. Are you giving out more and more?
No, I'm going to give out three plays.
Okay.
One is Ohtani again, 12-1. Guys made a great case for it. For my NL play, I got two. One at 20-1, the Urias angle that Munoz has there at 20-1. I love it because I'm with you. I mean, I was thinking Gonsolin, but with the injury, I don't like that. Clayton Kershaw at 50-1. Maybe he has a like veteran comeback season, but I think Urias at 20-1 is kind of the sweet spot. And then 200-1. Justin Steele of the Chicago Cubs, because he's a listener to the show. He listens to the show. Oh, so, wow. I mean, we have a chance to bet on a guy who listens to the show at 200-1. I love it. Give me Justin Steele 200-1. And also why I'm on the Cubs. Moving over to the MVP. We got an AL NL MVP. Mal, we'll let you start off. What do you got?
Two in the American League, Mike Trout, obviously needs no expanding upon, but I do think he's going to have a really good year. He looks, there was the scare with his back last year, but apparently that's all fixed and he just looks absolutely ready to go. I think he can have a stellar season. And I wrote down Bo Bichette at 50-1. Some of these markets, you kind of start with the name of a player that you want and then try and find something that he's going to do. Because I think Bo Bichette's going to have a fantastic season. So I was trying to find some markets to slot him into. And at 50-1, he finished last season. The way he finished last season was MVP. If he can extrapolate that, if he can just crack straight on again, which I think he can, a little bit more maturity, 50-1 is a great price. And in the National League, I've just got the one. I'm very confident in Ronald Acuna Jr. We've said that we like Atlanta a lot in that division. I think he's going to have a 30-30 season. He's going to steal more bags with the opportunities already afforded to him that we've discussed. So yeah, 30-30 for Acuna and an MVP for him.
Munoz, how say you, MVP?
Yeah, American League. Jose Ramirez, 15-1. He's, I mean, the model of consistency. He's a guy that can get you 30, 35 home runs. He drives in the RBI. So batting average is always there for him as well. Bats from both sides of the plate. And again, by far the best hitter in that lineup for the Cleveland Indians / Guardians. So at 15-1, I like him. A little further down their line, Kyle Tucker, 25-1 for the Astros. With Jose Altuve missing, I think that production is going to go to somebody else. He's a left-handed batter as well. Again, like we mentioned that with the defensive shift being banned, his average should go up. He's had 30 home runs exactly in back-to-back seasons, 92 RBIs in 2021, 107 last year. Did have 25 stolen bases last year, so he could be another 30-30 guy for the Astros. So I'm going to go with Kyle Tucker. National League, I mean, it's just so cluttered at the top. I'll make Sean happy. Give me Trey Turner plus 850 for the Phillies. He's just been, I've been a fan of him ever since he was with the Nationals. He came up with them. The guy can hit for average. He can still steal bases. He can, you know, score the runs. Won't be surprised if he's in the realm of 40 to 50 stolen bases for this upcoming year. Obviously, it is a big, sexy stat about home runs where he's not really a power guy. But if he gets to 25 home runs, and he's definitely going to bat above 300. Trey Turner plus 850 for me.
Kramer.
Paul Goldschmidt, you. National League.
Okay.
Lock that in. And I also had Bo Bichette. I mean, Sean, you're an old school guy. You loved his dad, Dante. Yeah, I don't know.
I know we're watching a little Star Wars with the Bo Bichette references.
Oh, yeah. Boba Fett, loving that as well.
Yeah, we got to get the Photoshop team.
Win the MVP.
Boba Fett on the it sounds so much like Boba Fett. I mean, honestly, when Malcolm first said that, I honestly thought I heard Boba Fett. So you're on.
You didn't question it. You're just like,
I'm like, makes sense. It must be guy, you know, new guy coming up. I must have missed it. So you got Boba Fett and Goldschmidt.
Yeah. Goldschmidt was the thing that the liquid. That's what we call it in America. that Malcolm was spitting out. He was Goldschmitting.
All right, for me, Trey Turner always got to get a little taste of the homer. The homer play at 850-1. But I'll also say, love this long shot. And again, why I'm slightly higher than the market on the Cubs. Give me Seiya Suzuki, 70-1. He was a rookie last year coming from Japan. He's been hitting some home runs. The swing looks really smooth. 70-1.
USA.
Moonoff. Suzuki. It's 70-1. What do you think?
I mean,
yeah, 70-1. I can't argue against it.
Benedict Green over here. No, Which side are you on?
I wanted his take on Suzuki.
The wound is still fresh.
Yeah, I think again, when we talk about these Japanese players that are really starting to come over to the United States and then play in the MLB, I feel like they're a step ahead of some of the batters that have been in the US. I think one guy you probably want to look out for rookie of the year. I know we're not talking about it for the Red Sox is Yoshida. He had an incredible World Series or World Baseball Classic, and he's one of the best batters that he was when he was in Japan, Albert, for the Red Sox. So I know I think he's now the odds on favorite for Rookie of the Year. I don't know if you want to put a little bit on that, but you'll see we talk about Otani, Suzuki, guys like that coming from international waters. I mean, these guys do make splashes. So at 70-1, I mean, you can't argue against it. Put a little bit on it.
Yeah, and he is a little banged up, but by all accounts, he should be good to go here. So. Keep an eye on him. And I'm going to copy Moonoff's play there at Tucker, 25-1. Good price, good angle, and not much to add there. So moving over to the final World Series predictions. Mal, who wins the 2023 World Series? Who do you have beating who for the World Series?
I have a World Series between the Tampa Bay Rays and the St. Louis Cardinals. Ooh. I think they're both a similar price I'm just frantically looking through my notes here. They're both a similar price to make the 22-1. Yeah, they're both 22-1 shots. And if you're going to force me to pick one, I'm going to stick with the Rays.
Wow. Okay.
They come out with a strong division. Yeah, and I just think they're going to edge it too. Yeah, give me the Rays over the Cardinals.
So Rays are 19-1, and you got the Tampa Bay Rays 19-1 to win it all. Moonoff, how say you? World Series.
I'm going to go with the Atlanta Braves out of the National League. Again, for all the reasons that we already talked about, don't want to regurgitate all that. Out of the American League, I do think that the Astros at least make it to the championship series again in the American League.
He's torn.
Give me the Blue Jays.
Wow.
I think this is the year they put it all together.
And sorry, I was Googling Boba Fett images, but who did you have Toronto beating?
Atlanta.
No, I have Atlanta. The Atlanta Braves beating the Blue Jays.
Oh, so you have Toronto versus Atlanta and that,
yeah.
Okay.
You can currently get that at 50-1 if you wanted to block bet on the exact result. I'm furiously trying to give you the price for the, you had the Rays beating the Cardinals, correct?
Yeah.
Malcolm. That's 130-1.
Okay. Now we're talking. And
that's
Atlanta
like changing, Sean.
Yeah, there you go. Atlanta plus 750 to win the World Series. Ryan, real money Kramer, 2023 World Series. What do we got?
I like how you're having me go first. Well, obviously.
Yeah, so I can steal.
Obviously, I told you already. I'm gonna disregard the fact that I'm wearing a Yankee shirt. All rise, Aaron Judge. We're gonna have the Guardians of the Galaxy. They're no longer Cleveland. They're the Galaxy Guardians. Which, by the way, how is Atlanta not also the Guardians? Then I'm very confused. And who do they face? Moonoff's in my ear about the Braves, but I'm gonna take the St. Louis Cardinals.
Okay.
Guardians over the Cardinals.
Guardians over the Cardinals. So you have the Cleveland Guardians.
Yes.
Winning their first ever World Series as the Guardians.
Yes. And we can all watch Major League to commemorate it.
22-1.
Yeah, it's not a bad. I mean, I, you know, if you shop around, you can probably find a little better than that. Let me see if I can find a price on that. It might be too deep. I might have gone too deep.
For me, it's pretty easy. Give me the Chicago Cubs. Squaring off against my Philadelphia Phillies, and the Phillies get redemption, bring home the World Series.
Wait, you're having two National League teams?
National League.
Oh, come on.
You're ruining my bit.
Come on. I appreciate you trying to pivot to calling it a bit. That was good.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
No.
Guardians to beat the Cardinals. Exact result. 150-1, Sean. I couldn't find the price on the. I can't find the Phillies to beat the Cubs World Series price for some reason.
All right, so obviously the Phillies beat the Cubs.
Please clip in this.
No need to clip this.
World Series pick.
I got.
Hey, maybe he has something in the almanac behind you. I don't know.
Yes, come on. YouTube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast.
I
had my thumb on the almanac. Give me the Phillies versus the Minnesota Twins.
No.
Phillies beat the Twins, shock the world. 18-1.
Phillies to take down the Twins would be 250-1. So just getting even deeper, higher up the ladder.
Look out, long shots. Hey, this was a lot of fun. If you haven't already, what are you doing? Subscribe to the MLB Gambling Podcast. Hear Malcolm on the Premier League Gambling Podcast as well. And of course, also check out Moonoff on the NBA Gambling Podcast, the PropCast, NBA Gambling Podcast now 7 days a week, MLB Gambling Podcast. You guys are going to be grinding 7 days a week as well, right?
We'll have to have an offline conversation about that.
All right. Well, we'll
between
see. We'll
5 and 7 days a week.
There you go.
Yeah, like, between 5 and 7.
Maybe days. Eight, maybe nine.
Malcolm.
We'll see.
That's why I keep Malcolm around.
Thank you.
Let's do 14 days a week.
I like that.
Yeah.
Early and late games.
Yeah. And by the way, who said we hate the NBA? 7 days a week? Is that even necessary?
On, let's go.
Don't they not play a couple days for load management?
Make sure you follow Malcolm on Twitter @mal_b_sport. Follow @MLBSGPN. And of course, follow Moonoff @SportsNerd824.
And guess what, Sean?
What?
We are less than a couple months away from talking about arse cream.
Oh, there you go. Look out. Arse cream. Yes. I'm sure we'll have Mal back, talk a little horse racing.
Squirt
as
your
well.
Screen.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
Baseball is back.
Kramer, let it ride.